You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 30th day of December, the second to last day of 2021. New Year's Eve on the horizon. Hope you all are staying safe and healthy out there as the world is kind of crazy at the moment. But you know what you can count on is your daily Rockies podcast, and that's me right here, the Locked On Rockies podcast, bringing you your daily Rockies conversation, where today on the Locked On Rockies podcast, we are continuing our conversation with Locked On Orioles and Connor Newcomb. Over there, we are breaking down the rebuilds, the identities of the teams, the thought processes of the teams, all that good stuff. We are talking about it here. It's a really, really good episode. I think it's an important episode because you kind of get some good perspectives on two teams that have struggled in different ways and have taken two drastically different approaches to how they're trying to get better. So enough of me yakking here. Let's dive in. Part two, Locked On Rockies, Locked On Orioles crossover right now.
It's kind of the downside of the go for it every year. Like, there is definitely merit to say, go for it every year. Like, you should never be tearing things down. You should never, you know, at worst, you should maybe have a retool year, but that's, you know, but this is kind of the downside of it is when, you know, your plans don't come into effect and you can't re-sign Story and you can't bring back Gray and you feel like you have to trade Arenado, you come into this weird spot. And I think, you know, when we're comparing the Rockies to the Orioles here, it's really interesting because, you know, you talked about who's in the Rocky system, and it's Veen and Montgomery at the top, the last two first round picks for them, who were both high school outfielders. So they're both really talented. And I think both of them are going to be good big leaguers. But as you talked about, you know, maybe best case scenario, they're both in the big leagues in like 2024. So, you know, it's a while to wait. You flip to the Orioles side where, you know, clearly the Rockies have more talent at the major league level. We all know that than the Orioles right now. But the Orioles' top three prospects could all potentially all be in the big leagues this year. I mean, Adley Rutschman's the top prospect in baseball. He's probably going to be the Orioles' opening day catcher. Grayson Rodriguez is the top pitching prospect in baseball. And he, after a little time in AAA, is going to be in the big leagues midway through the season. And then the Orioles' number two pitching prospect, DL Hall, who's a lefty and is essentially like has Andrew Miller stuff. Mm-hmm. If he hadn't gotten injured this year, he probably would have been an opening day guy for 2022. He'll be a late season 22 guy, but it's really interesting to see how, you know, those yes have built this up and now it's time. And I did want to ask you one thing quickly before I wanted to get to just a little segment about kind of the trades the teams have made, but for the Orioles, you know, the year they're putting out and the year that I'm kind of buying, at least for a contending baseball team that could make the playoffs, is 2023. That's kind of the year they've said 2022 will be interesting. We will win more games. We will have better players. 2023, we're going to try to make the playoffs. And so I wanted to flip that to you because the Rockies aren't necessarily like following a step-by-step plan right now. When do you think, you know, and I know this rides a lot on, you know, how much money they spend when this lockout ends, you know, whatever it may be. If you had to just guess right now, the next year that Colorado makes the playoffs, what would that guess be?
It's really tough because I think the NL West is approaching a point where the top is going to topple. The Dodgers can't sustain a four Cy Young, seven Hall of Famer, three MVP lineup all the time. As we saw in this offseason, you can't bring them back. And it didn't even work in the end anyway. The Giants always are going to be around, but how much are we buying into this past year? Is there more that the Giants were just great, but everyone was just great out of nowhere, but and they're a smart team. So they're always going to be around, but I think there's going to be a point where the chips aren't going to be able to fall for them. But that's where it all comes down to. The Rockies could be in a better place because there are interesting like players at the major league level for the team right now. But you've really delayed or pushed back anything by being inactive at the deadline in 2021, getting yourself closer to playoff contention. That's a tough question to truly answer with a year, because if the pieces are successful, the Rockies will always be good at home. They as they showed last year. But how, if you don't replace your highest wins above replacement player in Trevor Story with a high wins above replacement player, and you don't bring that power bat into the outfield, and you do look at that roster we talked about earlier, there's nothing there that has this Rockies team competing in the next 3 to 4 years. Maybe in 5 years with a total, you know, it could be a whole refresh. Benny and Zach Veen could be coming up. Ryan McMahon, I think Ryan McMahon is a superstar caliber player. If he can get a consistent season of hitting, I think he will be honestly a fine replacement for Nolan Arenado. I think if you're not upset when the person you have playing third base to replace Nolan Arenado loses to Nolan Arenado in the Gold Glove final category, you're ecstatic by that. And right. And Ryan McMahon has the ability to impact games like Nolan on offense, but he's not as good as a hitter, not as consistent as Nolan. So it all truly depends. If the Rockies want to be competitive, they have to spend money. I'm sorry. There's just no excuse anymore. And again, embrace the rebuild. Own up to the fact that you want to do this, or actually prove to us as the fans that you are committed to bringing playoff baseball back in the next few years. Because right now, there's nothing that I would say puts the Rockies in playoff contention for the next 3 to 5 years, other than, you know, these prospects really turn out well, or they actually go out and spend some money. I mean, you're a top 10 team in attendance every year. The lowest you've been in basically the past decade is 15th. And I'm sorry, Denver is not a small market anymore. I don't think that Denver sports can hide behind a small market narrative anymore. Denver is easily a major metropolitan in the United States now. It's a travel hub. Everyone wants to go there. And again, everyone shows up for their team's home games when they're at Coors Field. So, you know, if things do go well for the Rockies, I think they could get a wild card spot, just because if they invest in their offense, they will get back to the playoffs sooner, because they got the arms right now. I mean, that starting rotation is good enough to keep you in there. You need to go out and get a reliever. You need to get, you know, bolster that bullpen a little bit, see what these younger arms that you have seen, you know, given some shots to in there. And yeah, if all of those pieces fall together, sure, maybe in 3 to 5 years, the Rockies can go for the wild card, but they're not doing enough to win a division title anytime soon, I don't think.
Yeah. And it has a lot to do with the Orioles, as well as each of these teams are playing in the toughest divisions in their league. You know, the NL West, top three teams are going to try and win the World Series again next year in our series contenders. Mm-hmm. In the AL East, I mean, you had a chance to, you know, potentially, there were four teams in the AL East above the Orioles who were legitimately could and should have been playoff teams last year.
Yeah.
And then
best
it was
division in baseball.
Yeah. And so I know this is something you wanted to hit on, is kind of about like where these teams, you know, fall in their divisions.
I think there's great value in the fact that the Rockies play in the NL West, because here's the deal. If the Rockies were in the same division as the Braves, Rockies are a playoff team this year. If the Rockies played the NL East all season long, they're a playoff team. They're better than those teams. I honestly, at least last year on the field, they showed that, because they handled the NL East really well. And the only reason I had a chance to have a winning record against the champs, but they were late season cancellation. It didn't really matter in the end anyway. So, you know, I think the division matters. I think that there is a value to that. And I think that is something you have to remember, because when you're going against Kershaw, you're going against, you got to go up against, and then it was, the whole team. I'm drawing a blank on all the names at the Dodgers. Scherzer, Max Scherzer comes over. It's like, we're not even dealing with Clayton Kershaw for all this time. Now Max Scherzer's here and all this stuff. And I think that if you're going out there and you can show that you can hit off these, the amount that of confidence building it has to be for Raimel Tapia to take Max Scherzer yard is I think something that has great value.
Connor, before we keep going, got to tell you about our friends at Built Bar. Yes, that's right. You've heard us talk about Built Bar before, but right now is the perfect time for you to give Built Bar a try, especially if you have New Year's resolutions about eating better, getting fit. Built Bar is going to help because it's the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. And that's a big deal because if you have tried protein stuff before, if you've tried bars, and you can kind of find those ones that really taste like they're from a factory, they're chemical, they're chalky, they're waxy. They just got that weird protein taste, that protein bar style. Built Bar, you know what they said? Let's make it delicious. And they certainly are. Here's the deal, folks. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. A candy bar usually has around 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. So there you go. Why not go for the better option with Built Bar? Here's also this. They're covered in 100% real chocolate. So much good sweet stuff, all for a low impact on your body. So many delicious flavors to choose from. Coconut almond, peanut butter brownie, raspberry cookies and cream, salted caramel, and mint brownie. There's so many more, and you can check them all out at Built.com. And when you go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order at Built.com. 15% off at Built.com using the promo code LOCKED15. Right now, Built.com, promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Go check it out at Built.com.
Do you flip it at all? Because I think from an Orioles side, I see it a little differently. And it's a little different because the Orioles do not also have a team like Arizona in the division with them, where we know whatever happens this offseason, the Rockies are going to be in a better spot than the Diamondbacks in 2022. Like, we know that. Everyone knows that. The Orioles are dealing with, all right, let's start with, you know, a Rays team that went to the World Series in 2020, had the best record in the American League in 2021. Then you go to the Red Sox, who, yeah, there was a lot of questions about them, but they went to the ALCS and took out the Rays. Then you go to a Yankees team that was in the playoffs this year. And listen, even if they have kind of down years, they're always going to be competitive. They're always going to have a winning record, and they're always going to spend all the money they have. And they're always going to, they have Garrett Cole, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, like the list goes on and on. They're going to be a good team. And now, you know, the Orioles didn't capitalize on the Blue Jays dip. You know, the Blue Jays were good. The Blue Jays took a quick rebuild. The Blue Jays could win the World Series next year. And so all four of those teams being in the division and the Orioles not having at least a team like Arizona that they can play 19 times, that they know they're better than, that they feel like they can take 12, 13, 14 games from and, you know, get some wins on the board. It almost, I feel like, can be a positive because it forces you to try to get better quicker and it forces you to build up even better because you're like, you know, we're not entering the AL Central where we just have to win 87 games and we can win the division. We are entering a division where four teams are legit World Series contenders. But on the flip side, it's like there's a chance where this rebuild could quote unquote fail only because, you know, say the Orioles come into a season in 2024 where they've got a roster that could win 90 plus games, but they win 86, 87 games because every other team in the division is pretty good. And they've just missed the wild card. Or there's a couple of years where they make the wild card, but they can't win the division because the division's so good. And, you know, there will be years. There has been years in the past where the Orioles are the best team in the AL East. Like it happened in 2014, they won the division. You know, they got some breaks with the Yankees being injured and old and the Red Sox having a down year after a World Series and the Rays going through a little dip. But at the end of the day, you know, I think a big fear from Orioles fans is even if this works, can it actually work? And the question is, like, even if this all works out, a lot of these prospects get to the bigs, we use the other good prospects to trade for, you know, good major league pitching. Even if it all works out, there's not even a guarantee you get to the playoffs because of this division. And I think that's where I think a lot of the like full rebuild fear comes from. It's like, yeah, the Orioles can say they're going to be a contending team in 2023, and they might have a contending roster in 2023. But Boston, Toronto, New York, and Tampa are still going to be really good at that point. So the Orioles could win 75 games in a year where they say they're contending just because of the division they have to play against.
Yeah, and it's a great point. You know, Arizona was there, but Arizona was at the top, you know, with the Rockies in their playoff runs. But the thing that I like that I keep in mind to kind of go to that positive, because yeah, I can see why that's incredibly frustrating to go through the rebuild, and kind of that's kind of how the Orioles have had to do it. It seems like in terms of their approach, they're not the Yankees where it's all right, it's the trade deadline. Who are the Yankees going to go buy? You know, what are they going to go do? Same. And honestly, same with the Red Sox at this point. I don't think you can sit, you don't get to just sit there and say the Yankees do that too. The Red Sox are right up there as well. You know, and I appreciate that the fact that the Rays looked at their situation and they just decided to go way wacky with it and change baseball in a lot of ways, which is cool. And, you know, maybe the Orioles get to learn and kind of go like, hey, we're doing this rebuild. Maybe we'll kind of hybrid it with the Rays model a little bit or something, just because we see it so much. But the one thing that I keep in mind this year is the Rockies knocked the Padres out of the playoffs. If the Padres could not hang with the Rockies in the second half of the year, the Rockies dominated the Padres in the second half of the season, both at home, because, you know, for Orioles fans, I don't know if they tuned, the Rockies were historically bad on the road. And if it wasn't for teams like the Orioles, the Rockies were on track to be one of the worst road teams, if not the worst road team in baseball for a good chunk of 2021, except in San Diego, because that was the one place that they were really able to find their continue their groove and do that. So when you're able to go up and take down the, you know, a team like the Padres, who at the beginning of the season, there was World Series chatter about that team for sure. That means something too, but I don't think the Rockies have to live in that fear of if this full rebuild doesn't work, because the Rockies will never embrace that full rebuild. It'll just be like, all right, here, you know, we know what we're getting with this Rockies team, and we'll gear up for those exciting runs that they'll make. And then it's just like, all right, well, that's kind of how it goes for next time. Again, never been, in my time as a Rockies fan, felt that there has been ever a big long-term plan at any point. It's like, capture the magic here and sign a guy that was great in another place who's aging out to have him win a Silver Slugger in his first season at Coors and then plummet in terms of productivity. So, yeah, I definitely see that concern for that, but it is interesting because it is frustrating to sit here as fans of these teams that it's like, these teams, you know, stink or whatever. And then it's like, well, yeah, but the Orioles had to play against 300 win teams last year, just about, or two of them. Or actually, wait, were the Rays 100 wins? I can't.
It felt like all four of them won 100, but yeah.
90 plus wins. And again, the Rockies are playing against the Dodgers and the Giants, who those were the 100 win teams at the top of the division. And boy, I mean, But that's I think that what it is too, it's a reality check for the owners, because the Giants and the Dodgers just were on a different planet this year in terms of talent and skill for the Rockies, and that was on full display. There's no spin there. The Rockies simply don't have a roster that competes with those. And I think that is something that they're gonna have, you have to own up to that. You have to look at it and say, if I'm going to be successful at running this baseball team, I have to beat LA. I have to beat San Francisco. I have to beat San Diego. And, you know, every now and then you'll have to beat Arizona when they do a bunch of stuff and rise up and do that thing. But yeah, Arizona's kind of like the Rockies, where it's flash of great, and then you know where to find them most of the time.
All right, real quick here, I got to tell you about our friends at Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this holiday season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football continues its march through the college bowl season and the pro football playoffs. Bet Online remains your number one spot. Number one, folks. Put them on the top of the podium for all the sports action this season. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't miss out on all the available offers from BetOnline for the 2021 season. Like that 50% welcome bonus with the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, so don't wait to take advantage of all the new amazing offers available. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right. Pause button one more time here on our crossover. We're going to wrap things up with Connor tomorrow. A couple more things, just kind of more philosophy, more philosophical type discussions about these two clubs. I think it's really, really good insight into these. I really enjoyed this conversation, and that's why I wanted to kind of make it the theme of this week and just kind of really give you a perspective and an idea and a nice look at rebuilding teams looks at the Rockies and why the Rockies aren't doing the same type of things. We'll be back in action tomorrow with more Locked On Rockies. You can follow the show at LO Rockies on Twitter. I'm at Paul Holden 33. We're also on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Locked On Rockies. And until next time, folks, I'm Paul Holden, signing off.